When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. This week on Wild in Bed, something a little different. A new type of episode. Once a month or so, I'm going to be narrating an excerpt to short story from new and upcoming authors so they can get a little more visibility. For new authors, it's incredibly difficult to gain readership, so this is my little way of helping. And this week, something very different. A transgender rockstar fantasy written by Lily Lustwood. You know, when I was growing up in the old country, my nana always used to say, try something new every day. And if you don't like it, try it again to be sure. And you know, she was a lady of her word. As the American GIs that were stationed nearby would testify, she was quite a wild woman. Now, if you would like to experience a little more of Lily's handwork, then go ahead and follow the links in this show's notes. But back to this week's story. What would you do if you travelled halfway across the country to see your favourite rock star? And then found he had a secret. A secret hidden from the rest of the world. A secret that maybe only you could understand. But here, behind the stage curtain, he is exposed fully to you. Just what would you do?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. If you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, or if you've written a short story and you'd love it to be on the show, then it's so easy to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com. Don't be shy now. I'd love to hear your filthiest and dirtiest fantasies. so I can make them happen. Right here in my recording booth.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, I hope you're laying on your bed. Those earbuds are in. Your clothes are loosened. And you're ready for me. So just go ahead and close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to discover your inner passions, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh. Let go of all that tension, all that stress. For the next 30 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to discover your inner passions. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Amy Sue had her bus ticket, hotel booking details, and her backstage pass for One Smile at a Time benefit concert that was mailed 3 days before in her hand. She preened in the wooden wall mirror in the foyer of their home in Addison, Pennsylvania, for one last time, checking if her makeup was still intact. Normally, she would disdain her image because she thought that being 5'11" hurt her dreams of being plausible. But on that particular chilly afternoon in September, she felt like a supermodel as she gazed at her statuesque self with her long, wavy brunette locks, ornamented with a big black ribbon at the back of her head, her body being hugged by a tight, black leather tube dress that ended just below her crotch, her blue denim jacket, her black patent leather pointy boots that boosted her height 4 inches more. She wondered how Curtis Cock DeVore would react from realizing that she's a transgender woman. She gently fixed the front layers of her locks with her hands, hugged by leather biker gloves, then shortly walked out of the house to catch a bus ride to New York. Moments later, seated at the bus with her black leather tote bag on her lap, she stared at herself in a hand mirror and rubbed off her thick red lipstick. She thought that it was too much because she was already wearing a lot of black eyeliner. Hours later, there she was, along with the standing crowd in Madison Square Garden.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Barry Brown.
The MC donned in an all-white suit ensemble announced. The crowd went wild as Barry started singing his hip-hop hit, Save Some for Daddy. Everyone around her was grinding their bodies, and she would sometimes feel strangers' hard-ons grazing her butt. Stop it! She yelled when she felt someone squeeze her butt, but the crowd was too loud for her annoyance to be noticed, that she was forced to move to another side of the black steel barricade, wherein there were more women than men. Amy Sue had the time of her life. Almost every artist who performed in the benefit concert was in her daily Spotify playlist. She put her hands in the air, sang with the crowd and jiggled and wiggled her young and yearning body to the rhythm of the energetic beats in the youthful crowd. Moments later, the introduction to the very familiar song for Amy Sue started bellowing Madison Square Garden. It was a guitar solo that never failed to catch anyone's attention. The crowd turned into a pack of rabid dogs and started screaming and howling from their generation's favorite rock star. I'm on my knees, begging please, need release, baby please. Softly sung by Curtis, which was part of his first hit song called Punish Me. Amy's tears started flowing gently as she gazed at the 6'2" lanky stud with long and curly blonde hair, who wore nothing but tight patterned pink leather pants and pink patterned leather shoes while playing a neon pink electric guitar. At that moment, she wanted to jump as high as an Olympian, just to hug him tight as he performed. Curtis sang 3 of his hit songs, with Amy Sue singing along with him, word per word, inflection to inflection, and riff by riff. After this medley, Curtis disappeared, hidden behind a voluminous pink smoke. Shortly after, the MC announced that they needed the attendees who had backstage passes to go to an aisle that they had prepared for the meet and greet. Amy Sue's heart leaped as soon as she heard the announcement and started worming her way out of the sweaty and tired crowd. "Nice to meet you, Clara," Curtis said right before posing for a photo with a female fan. Amy Sue's heart was beating a mile a minute. She was only 2 fans away from seeing Curtis face to face. She couldn't stop feeling amazed by how Curtis could switch up from a sexy topless rock star with hair all sweaty and mussed up to a fresh-looking man in a bun, white t-shirt, white khaki shorts, and white bowling shoes in just a matter of minutes. "Amy Sue Prize?" Curtis said with an unsure tone as he looked at the young, statuesque transgender woman. Amy Sue shyly nodded and then sauntered behind the backless chair where his idol was seated. "Oh my fucking God." Curtis froze and blushed as Amy Sue just realized that she forgot to tuck her she-cock in her black lace panties. Beads of sweat from her forehead and temples aggressively flowed down to her neck from accidentally brushing the rock star's shoulders with her semi-hard girl toy. What the? Luckily for Amy Sue, Curtis must have liked the feeling of a member because he shortly and intently pressed and moved his back against her crotch, causing her penis to pulsate and eventually get hard. "Add me on FaceTime. Curtis Cox DeVore at shemale.com," he said quietly as he continued feeling her dick with his left arm and back. Amy Sue took her phone and added him to her contact list. She trembly showed Curtis her mobile phone screen to verify if she got the correct address. He then stood up, maneuvering Amy Sue to stand side by side, then squeezed her butt discreetly, right before putting his hand on her waist to pose for a picture. "Yes," he whispered with warm breath, right before leaving the meet and greet room. Amy Sue was catatonic, and so was her dick. It felt like it couldn't travel in another direction. "It's over," the bold photographer in a black t-shirt and blue jeans said before licking his lips as he gazed at Amy Sue's rock-hard girl toy.
I will send the photos via email.
The photographer followed, stuttering from what he just witnessed as he held his camera in one hand and rubbed his neck with the other. Amy Sue shortly realized that her member was too happy to see Curtis. She then covered it with her tote bag, then nodded at the photographer's advice. Penthouse suite at the Mark. Mention my name, babe. Curtis said in a text message as Amy Sue walked out of the room to gather herself. Right after receiving his message, she was still finding her way out of the meet and greet tent. Butterflies encroached and danced in her stomach. Shortly after, without thinking things through, she hailed a yellow cab to the Mark Hotel. While seated at the back of the cab, she was almost in a convulsive state, brought on by utter elation. Not only was she wrong about her earlier doubts on whether or not he'll react negatively after figuring out that she was transgender, but she was gratified by her idol's naughty brushing of his body against her she-cock. A few moments later, there she was, at the doorstep of her idol's penthouse suite. She was just digesting how luxurious the Mark's hotel lobby was. Decked in black and white modernity and expensive furnishing, her heart was racing as she stood in front of the door. She knew what Curtis wanted out of the private meeting, but she didn't know the specifics. With a heart filled with hope and a body yearning for satisfaction, she knocked three times. "Oh my God." Curtis greeted her with a warm kiss on the cheek as his blonde, curly locks brushed against her face and neck. Then he took her hand and closed the door with the other to shortly lead her to the penthouse's master bedroom. "I know what you're hiding," he cheekily said, right before standing close to the edge of the California King white mattress. Amy Sue gulped from what he said and accidentally dropped her black leather tote bag on the fluffy beige carpet of the bedroom. "Don't be shy," Curtis added before seductively untying the lace of his pastel pink silk robe. "What the hell?" Amy Sue couldn't believe her eyes. Never in her waking life did she ever imagine her rock star idol be donned in a pink sheer bra, pink sheer lace panties, and pink nylon stockings, complete with a garter belt. Part of Amy Sue's attraction to him was that to her, he was so sure of his masculinity. She has always desired for a man to own her as a woman, and her virginal liquid dreams of Curtis were only him in tight whiteies, forcing her to suck his cock and fucking her brains out. "Amy, please show me your surprise," he said, begging as he rubbed his sissy clitty against his sheer pink panties. Amy Sue giggled from the corny pun, but it was shortly overshadowed by the sight of Curtis's hard and wet sissy clitty. His thick, dirty blonde pubic hair was escaping the top lining of his sheer pink panties as his 7-inch pulsating sissy clit soiled his knickers with pre-cum. She couldn't help herself from the sight of his rock star clit, making her instinctively take off her denim jacket and let it fall to the floor. Curtis turned around and bent over the edge of the bed. He motioned Amy Sue to come closer, using his fingers, causing the fan to blindly follow. "Oh my God,"
he moaned in a slutty tone from getting a closer view of Amy Sue's bulge from her black leather dress. "So big. Take it off, Mummy," he said in an innocent and girlish tone. Amy Sue was getting used to the foreign feeling of seeing her idol in such a sissy state. So much so, she was starting to genuinely be aroused, instead of only feeling compelled because he was her idol. Amy Sue, from the shy and transgender lady that she was, became a confident vixen who stood tall at 6'3", with the help of her black pointy leather boots, with nothing else on but her black biker gloves, black ribbon, and her fully erect and clean-shaven 9-inch penis beating from her tight black lace panties. Curtis frantically knelt after seeing half of the Empire State Building attached to Amy Sue's crotch. Her dick was so long that half of it reached her navel, while the other half was barely covered by a small piece of black lace fabric. "I'm already 32, and I think I'm older than you, but can you please be my mummy tonight?" he begged with puppy dog eyes. Amy Sue walked closer to him, aggressively pushing her hard she-cock against his face, then removed her black ribbon and threw it on the floor. "Time for your milk, baby," she said, while trying her hardest not to laugh. Curtis excitedly giggled and gently licked the head of her dick. "Oh, fuck." It was the first time that someone had ever attended to her lady bits. She was unsure if any man would be interested in having sex with her, because she still had a penis. She gasped from air from the pleasure of Curtis's naughty and quick tongue flicks of her member. "It's so smooth and veiny, Mummy, like a dildo," Curtis commented, struggling to finish his sentence from utter excitement. "Please call me a sissy," Curtis begged while continuing licking the shaft and head of Amy Sue's throbbing prize. "Sissy," Amy said in a robotic tone. "Mummy, please," he begged again. "Sissy," Amy Sue followed with more conviction. "Yes, Mummy, I'm your sissy baby," he said. "Sissy slut," Amy Sue yelled, the moment Curtis heard her thunderous exclamation. He fully took her dick in his mouth as he sawed his panties more from a jolt of pre-cum. Amy Sue felt euphoric after Curtis gratified her recitations. It was the very first time that she had parked her dick in someone else's mouth. This isn't so bad. For a very long time, she had been concluding that no man would be interested in sleeping with her, not until she underwent sex reassignment surgery. She had no idea about trans porn. After all, her life was filled with nothing but thoughts of school, friends, and her rock star crush Curtis. Curtis continued sloppily servicing her dick. His saliva drenched the plush carpet, from bobbing his head back and forth and sucking Amy Sue's she-cock like his mouth was a Dyson vacuum cleaner. "Curtis," she let out with moans of delight from the warm and wet feeling of the superstar's sissy mouth. Amy Sue was getting so used to the feeling that her she-cock was compelled to crave more. She aggressively pushed her dick in Curtis's mouth, causing the latter to tear up from gagging, caused by the unforeseen aggression. He inhaled harder with his nose and instinctively paced himself for some deep throat action to avoid killing the momentum. "You're such a good sucker," she said with a trembling voice, caused by her new found love of receiving Penelingus. Cox devour. She let out with her eyes closed as her leg muscles tightened from the heightened pleasure. Cursus then attended to her balls, sucking them like he was sucking his mum's breast from infancy. "Oh," she exclaimed, right after Curtis switched to another ball, after spending quite some time on the other one. Her dick kept uncontrollably pulsating as it produced intermittent precums from the sissy's continuous milking. "Take me, mummy," Curtis said, after quickly licking the bubbles of clear precum on her dickhead clean. Curtis turned around in a doggy-style position, leaving Amy Sue's 9-inch veiny pink and fat lady dick yearning for more. She slowly sauntered closer to him, using both knees while mesmerized by the sight of the sissy's asshole. It was pink, clean-shaved and tight. She felt like she was being hypnotized into entering a pink hole. She then tore his pink panties off and threw them on her back. Curtis giggled from excitement, then slowly spat on the palm of his hand and lubricated his boy pussy with saliva. His playful lubrication turned Amy Sue into a different person. Almost possessed by the demon of lust, she rolled her black panties down and stretched her legs wider, tearing up her lace panties completely. She spat on her hand and aggressively lubricated her hard rock she-cock, and without thinking things through, entered the slut sissy's hole. "Mummy," the sissy yelled. He was used to playing with himself using dildos, but Amy Sue's prize felt like he just did a reverse taking of the Excalibur. She then pinched her hard and pink nipples right before pulling out, and then aggressively entered the sissy's yearning hole again. "Fuck," he screamed. He wanted to tell Amy Sue to slow down, but her brown eyes looked stern from his short glance over his shoulder. Amy Sue grabbed Curtis's bony hips, then continued stabbing his hungry asshole with her ravenous lady dick for the third time. "You like this, you slut?" Amy Sue asked with a commanding tone. "Yes, mummy, yes," Curtis screamed, as the painful jolts had been overshadowed by the pleasurable feeling in his sissy prostate. Amy Sue pulled his long blonde locks and then started pouncing him like a jackrabbit. Curtis rolled his head and closed his eyes from the euphoria that Amy was delivering. "I want to see your pretty face," Amy Sue said in a soft voice, which opposed her aggressive pouncing. She then pulled out his ass, and he then obediently followed her gentle request. He took one of the pillows from his hotel bed and put it on his lower back before laying his back flat. He spread both his legs up in the air and driving the young transgender lady crazy. "I will fuck your brains out," she said right before sprinting to the bed and placing both his legs on her lean yet strong shoulders. "Mummy," he let out right after Amy Sue entered him again. She gently caressed his beautiful face and gazed upon his twinkling blue eyes. Without thinking things through, Amy Sue pulled out and started pumping his ass at a hastened pace. She flipped her sweaty brown hair out of the way as she bred the superstar sissy. "You want more?" she yelled with a red face and sweat dripping on his body from her décolletage. Curtis nodded in euphoria as he stared at Amy Sue's sweaty face and flat tits. "Fuh, fuh, fuh," Amy Sue let out, with trouble enunciating words from the wet and warm feeling from her sissy's clenching anal muscles. With every tight hug of Curtis's anus, on Amy's sweet surprise, she felt like it was a cosmic gift of unbeknownst orgasm. She wanted more, making every pounce harder than the last one, which truly fed every dick craving of the starving sissy.
Mommy,
Curtis said, stuttering, right before releasing his sissy baby gravy on his flat and beating belly. At that very moment, Amy soon knew it was her turn. The sight of seeing her idol satisfied by her fucking was too much to fathom, that even though she tried hard not to end things abruptly, as she was still enjoying the feeling that a she-cock was getting. "I'm coming," she yelled, almost filling every room on the penthouse floor at the mark. It was the very first time that she came that hard. Shortly after, she felt like the demon of lust that had just possessed her was slowly unhinging as she released every drop of a warm and thick she-cum. Curtis felt like a spoiled sissy as he relished the thick lava streaming inside his boy pussy. The superstar held Amy Sue closer to him right after the very last drop of semen and started kissing her passionately as she was lying on top of him. They continued exchanging tongues and warm breaths as their flaccid and soiled dicks rubbed against each other right before cuddling in bed. Moments later, Amy Sue was still in disbelief as she rested on her idol's chest. She couldn't look him in the eyes because she felt shy about losing her virginity to him. She continued staring at the white walls of the elegantly decorated bedroom while he took several drags of his Marlboro lights. Curtis turned his cigarette off on the silver ashtray atop the white wooden nightstand and opened its drawer. "Here's a VVIP backstage pass," he said as he handed her a black card embossed with Curtis Cock DeVore, VVIP, in gold text. "I want you to use this whenever you miss me," he said with a smile, and gave her a gentle kiss on the forehead. Amy Sue twitched her head a little and closed her eyes, burying her face in the nook between his armpits and chest, until they both fell asleep. So, I hope you've enjoyed that little transgender fantasy. Don't forget the links are in the show's notes if you want to explore Lily Lustwood's work further. So next week, another story. Yes, one of my attempts, should we say. So I look forward to seeing you then, when we can get wild in bed all over again. But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
"Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me."
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.